This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1995. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition recorded August 15th, Albania, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cuba, France, Germany, Hungary, Iran, Kashmir, Korea South, Kuwait, Niger, Nigeria, Sikkim, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vatican, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, in case we are still wondering whether LRA 36 Antarctica is still actively on the air. Yes, it is. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard it on 15476, Tuesday, August 13th, between 1927 and 1940 in Spanish, but it was very weak. And again the next day, the same, August 14th, Wednesday, between 1906 and 1911. Hearing Bangladesh Betar on 4750 is difficult over here, but using a remote receiver in Delhi, India, Wolfgang Büschel was hearing it so strongly that he can complain about a terrible buzz string, distorted signal. It was 30 over 9, but there were buzz strings, 20 of them, on each side of the carrier at intervals of about 101 hertz, like 153, 254, 355, 456, 660, and 761. This was at 1318 UT on August 14th. He says this covered a total range of 2.2 kilohertz. Ron Howard up on Asilomar State Beach near Monterey, California, reports on one of his favorite stations, BBS Bhutan 6035. Here's what was happening on August 14th. Heard at 11:36 with pop songs. However, the co-channel FM 99 relay from PBS Yunnan, China, came on at 11:40. And then at 11:50, more interference, a jamming spur from 6045. That's North Korea. On August 12th, BBS was off at about 1200. On August 11th, it went off at 11:46. In the NASA flash sheet, Bob Brussell in Wisconsin reports hearing Brazil's Radio Inconfidencia on 15190. July 30th at 15:10, a conversation in Portuguese. However, the editor was doubtful, but now we have another report of it. Radio Inconfidencia in Belo Horizonte, 15190.1, heard August 14th at 1420 to 1433 by Manuel Mendez in Spain. He says after some months out of air, it is again heard in Portuguese with sports news and ID 14321 SINPO. On 5900, August 14th at 0225 UT, I was hearing some Arabish talk mixed with a variety of bits of music, including some Debussy, 20 over 9. There was some dead air at 0230, and then at 231 they faded up, Brother Hysterical. This corresponds to the Bulgarian relay site, which is scheduled to carry Bible Voices Dardasha 7 program at 0200 to 0230. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, especially if you're trying to hear them in English. Here's what was going on August 13th at 0510, when there are three frequencies on the 49-meter band, 6100, 6165, and 6000 kHz. However, all of them had a strong signal over S9, but had undermodulation and or distortion problems. But we still have 5040 in English during that hour. No, not today. It was in Spanish instead, so they struck out. Another example, August 13th at 0233, when there are only two scheduled English frequencies. Both of those were just barely modulated and or subtorted, 6000 and 6165. Dr. Walt Somany from Victoria, B.C. has been on a trans-North Atlantic cruise, DXing along the way, and this is what he reports while in the Norwegian Sea on August 12th, among many others. He notes Adventist World Radio has two simultaneous programs in French for Africa, 20 kilohertz apart, but they're not the same. One is in accented French on 9760. This one is for Central Africa, and the other one is on 9780. into French programming in standard French for North Africa. Transmitter site for both is Germany. Hans Johnson in Florida reports the DRM low power station in Hungary on 26060 BME, which stands for Budapesti Muzaki Egyetem, or Budapest University of Technology. And it's from their Department of Broadband Info Communications and Electromagnetic Theory, which I will skip trying to pronounce in Hungarian. This was at 1400 UT, August 13th. No, he was not getting it in Florida, but using a remote receiver in Leiden, Holland. He says, according to the station, they are only running 10 watts into a 5/8 vertical monopole, but he was hearing some audio at peaks. Larry Will from Maryland files a large report on what he was hearing while on vacation in the West Virginia mountains, including this on 15690, August 6th at 1555, Radio Forda via Lampertheim, Germany. That's the service for Iran, run by the U.S., with classic pop and jazz music from the 1940s and 50s. Performers including Ella Fitzgerald, Fats Waller, and The Joint is Jumpin', Lillian Harden. But the announcer was in Persian. They gave an ID at 1559 for radioforda.com. Time pips, and it went off at 1600 after very good reception. Mike Terry forwards this from the BBC Media Center, 15 August. BBC World Service steps up shortwave broadcasts in Kashmir during media shutdown. Extended output on shortwave to Indian-administered Kashmir to provide reliable news and info. BBC WS Director Jamie Angus says the provision of independent and trusted news in places of conflict and tension is one of the core purposes of the World Service. Given the shutdown of digital services and phone lines in the region, it is right for us to try and increase the provision of news on our shortwave radio services. Audiences in both India and Pakistan trust the BBC to speak with an independent voice. So here are the changes. News in Hindi on 9515 and 11995 is extended by 30 minutes starting Friday, 16 August. The full one-hour news program will be at 14 to 15 UT. On Monday, 19 August, BBC News Urdu will launch a 15-minute daily program, Nimroz, at 07 UT on 15310 and 13650, focusing on news coming from Kashmir and developments around the issue, and include global news roundup tailored for audiences in Kashmir. And BBC World Service English broadcasts will be expanded on 11795, 9670, 9580, 7345, and 6040. Extended by an hour in the morning, ending at 0300 UT, and in the afternoon and evening, starting an hour earlier at 1100. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says this about South Korea. Hello, Glenn. Those who like exploring transmitter sites on Google might like to look at the latest view of the KBS station at Gimje. That's spelled with a G or a K. The Google satellite image has been updated in the past week, and then he gives an exact link to it, which I cannot possibly quote verbally. But it is in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 19-33, via worldofradio.com, as well as already in the WORIO group. But here's what he says about it. New features include the upgraded antenna group at the left, which is intended to cover Europe, the Mideast, South Asia, and Africa. Towards the center are the new high-band and low-band arrays for the targets Japan and South America. These were completed in 2015 and 2017, when listeners were advised of degraded signals due to antenna work. Non-directional antennas were then substituted for about 3 months each time. The North American antenna is on two towers at the right of the center top of the image. There is also a new L-shaped open feeder arrangement. Presumably this now enables a more flexible connection between the various transmitters and antennas. Since the recent restoration of 250 kilowatts on some transmissions. Switching to Street View gives a partial view around the site, but the last revision was in 2015. It's possible to get close-ups of the feeder lines, two small quadrant antennas, the two-stack quadrant on four tall masts, as well as the 4x4 curtain antenna for North America. He says, I'm guessing that the North American array is multi-band. I remember 9, 11, and 15 megahertz frequencies being registered on 40 degrees back in the late 1990s. But if this antenna is only single band, it might explain why they remain only on 15575. I can't really tell from looking at the arrangement of dipoles. The Kim-J station is certainly run very efficiently. Never once in all my years of listening have I ever encountered missing transmissions, poor modulation, intermittent breaks, late starts, etc. If only the planners would get the frequencies right. By the way, has anyone had any luck getting QSLs from the English service of KBS? Since the program revision in September 2017, I've been getting very little, if any, mail from them. In spite of sending in monthly emails and reports, I have been their technical monitor since 1998. Things always wrong at Radio Kuwait. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports the Arabic General Service on 15530, August 15th, at 05208, where English is scheduled. Actually, 15529.8, it was heard. This is on the 310-degree beam toward Western Europe. And Wolfgang Büschel has another example. The DRM transmission on 15110, actually 15109.701, a very odd frequency, had a live phone-in program in Filipino at 1125 August 10th in the AM mode instead of Radio Kuwait in Arabic as scheduled in DRM between 0945 and 1325 on that frequency. And at this time was parallel to 17760, which I think is where the Filipino program is supposed to be only. Remember years ago when we could hear ORTN Niger on 9705 or even before that on 5020? They're still gone, but David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says they are now streaming live on the web, at least. The government broadcaster is streaming live TV and its main radio service, Voix du Sahel, from their corporate website at ortn.ne. Voix du Sahel, formerly broadcast on shortwave, last listed as active but irregularly on 9705 variable in the 2013 World Radio TV Handbook. And about Nigeria, it's good to hear from Leonardo Santiago in Venezuela. He says, I tuned into Voice of Nigeria Thursday, August 8th, on 11770 at 1655 with a political commentary, clear ID at 1700. Quality of reception, despite using a long wire, was good, and especially good modulation compared to previous days when I was scanning this band. Besides Bangladesh, Wolfgang Büschel reports on another defective transmitter in South Asia, as monitored via the remote receiver in Delhi, India. We're talking about 4835, All India Radio, Gangtok, Sikkim, August 15th at 1308. He says, heard with the usual terrible transmitter hum and buzz, similar to what the Voice of Greece was doing 3 years ago on 9935. There are 26 buzz strings visible at either side of the fundamental frequency, about 10 hertz apart each, yet registering 5 dB over S9. A media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1995. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com, and our publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Alberto Silva in Las Heras, Concepcion, Chile, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. He commented, World of Radio is the best program. May also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Following item will already be passed if you're hearing us first on shortwave, but not so if you're hearing us first via some of our other affiliates or podcast. It's about Taiwan, Radio Taiwan International, doing some more tests direct in German from its Tam Shui transmission site with 300 kilowatts. The first one is on 16 August, Friday, in analog and DRM, 11990 in analog at 1700 to 1705, and in DRM 1715 to 1720. Also on 9540 during the following hour, those times are exactly 1 hour later, 18 to 1805 in analog and 1815 to 1820 in DRM. Thanks to Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight for that news. There are further tests scheduled during those 2 hours, 17 to 18 on 11940 and 18 to 19 on 9540 on the following dates, August 30th and 31st, September 6th, 7th, 8th, 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd in analog, September 1st and 15th in DRM. Note that all of these dates are on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, according to another version via BCDX. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, The Observer, reports on a two- or even three-way collision on 9620. IRIB parsed today in Spanish, also known as the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, at 2023 to 2120 on 9620, 500 kilowatts, 298 degrees. But at the very same hour, 2030 to 2120, the Voice of Turkey was already on 9620 in English, 500 kilowatts, 105 degrees. Furthermore, there can be a third station on 9620 if it's active, Radio Sultanate of Oman, scheduled until 2200, with only 100 kilowatts, aimed 315 degrees in Arabic to Western Europe. As a report in Australian DX News referred to the VOA relay in Bandung, I had to research this further. As far as I know, there is no such relay in the city of Bandung, Indonesia. It turns out there is another place spelled the same way as two words, Bandung, in Thailand, which we commonly refer to as Udorn. I looked this up in Wikipedia and found that the only entry under the economy of Bandung District within Udon Thani Province is the Voice of America relay station, but it has a lot more to say about it. It was built in 1994, but it will give the station to Thailand under a 25-year renewable lease expiring in 2019. So is it being renewed? Each of the station's seven shortwave transmitters is capable of 500 kilowatts, covering 40% of the Earth's surface, one transmitter dedicated for use by Radio Thailand. The VOA installation has been suspected of being a CIA black site used to interrogate alleged terrorists. That suspicion has been supplanted by a BBC report that the Udon Royal Air Force Base was the home of a CIA black site known to insiders as Cat's Eye, but better known as Detention Site Green, used to interrogate Abu Zubayr, a 31-year-old Saudi-born Palestinian believed to be one of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants. In December 2014, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence published an executive summary of a secret 6,000-page report on CIA techniques. It alleges that at least eight Thai senior officials know or knew of the secret site. It was closed in December 2002. Thailand has denied the existence of the site, while the U.S. government has neither confirmed nor denied. Concerning World of Radio scheduling, since the last time I checked, I see that ACB Radio Mainstream of the American Council for the Blind has dropped World of Radio. For many years, they had been carrying our program eight times every Friday, repeated every 3 hours. But I don't know when we stopped, but we never had a chance to say goodbye to our ACB Radio Mainstream listeners. Via Hamburger Local Radio on shortwave, Alan Gale in England and I managed to hear my broadcast Saturday at 1430 UT on 9485 USB via remote receiver in Finland, still with heavy adjacent interference from Romania on 9490. The third broadcast via HLR is Sundays at 1030 on 7265. However, Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, says this did not appear on August 11th. Instead, they were playing some music. On August 15th, the website of Unique Radio in Australia says it is still off the air until further notice. About Mason Vi's new musical program on WRMI mentioned last week, it was supposed to be fortnightly, that is, every 2 weeks, starting UT Sunday, August 4th, at 0100 on 9395. So I was wondering what would WRMI do in the intervening weeks. As I suspected, they apparently played back his first program once again. But I tuned in at 0130 and heard the interval signal from Radio Tirana, Albania, which normally would be appearing at that time on that frequency, but it's been replaced on UT Sundays by Mason Vi. After all, Radio Tirana never asked to be relayed by WRMI, and they're already preempted by another music show on UT Thursdays. But after the IS from Tirana at 0131, it was back to his music show, as I could barely hear some Canadian contact info mentioned. And at the end, he mentioned being on WQNA, Springfield, Illinois, just before 0200. And then on August 9th, I got another note from him about that. WQNA-FM is ending after 40 years in Springfield, Illinois. The Capital Area Career Center has put the station up for sale due to rising operating costs and declining student enrollment in the radio TV program. Until a buyer is found, WQNA will continue to operate with its volunteer staff. Info about the WBCQ Superstation gleaned from what Alan Weiner said on his worldwide UT August 10th about why it is still not back on the air. He said power supply modules and the modulator keep popping off. It's a design issue which has been there since installation. When it runs beautifully, but they need some spare modules, but no spare parts have been supplied, though he has been asking for them for months. The manufacturer must be referring to Continental is not like RCA or Gates, which used to be eager to help. He says nobody cares anymore, and also says they've lost the prime manufacturer of the antenna. That would be Ambigon. Apparently that it or part of that company has gone bankrupt. Alan is confident that things will work out in the end, but I wonder, could the superstation become a white elephant? Who would be left holding the bag? World's Last Chance or WBCQ? More about this from John Carver, who listened to the same program. He said the company had gone bankrupt and they can't get manuals, blueprints, tech info, or spare parts. It's difficult to program the antenna for all the frequency changes without a manual. The company is dragging its feet getting back to them with info or new parts. Alan blames the problems on everything being controlled by computers, not having access to programming info. The German company that bought out part of the antenna company will not honor the warranty on the antenna, so the station has to pay for any assistance, and at the moment, they're not getting any assistance. Now we descend from a 500-kilowatt station to a 250-watt station, WJHR. On August 9th, at 13:57, they were already on the air a few minutes early on 15555 USB from Milton, Florida. However, on August 14th, at 14:25, I found they had shifted once again down to 15550 USB, which, as I recall, was their initial frequency when they first went on the air. Occasionally, they've dropped down there before for no clear reason to me. Being on 15550 means they're likely to encounter co-channel interference at 1530 UT from Radio Dabanga via the Vatican. In fact, at that hour I could not hear WJHR, but just a weak carrier from Santa Maria de Galeria. During that semi-hour, Ivo Ivanov says the other Dabanga frequency is 13745 via France. I'm not saying the following, but quoting Larry Will from his vacation monitoring in West Virginia about 5830. August 6th at midnight 15, WTWW. He says, really disgusting programming, an awful, hate-filled, foaming-at-the-mouth, racist screed masquerading as evangelical Christianity. But the signal was good, 50 dBU. Now some U.S. medium-wave items in DX News of the National Radio Club. Two Louisiana stations have swapped call signs and formats, although they're still both in Spanish as of August 1st. On 8:30, the Norco, Louisiana station has changed from WFNO to KGLA, while 1540 in Gretna has changed from KGLA to WFNO. Now on 8:30, KGLA, it's Radio Tropical 105.7, while on 1540, it's Latino Mix 97.5. Paul Walker in Wyoming has been hearing KGOW in the Houston market, Texas 1560, relaying the voice of America between 04 and 05 UT in Vietnamese. The second half hour might be in a different language, Chinese, according to Stephen Ponder near Houston. Original night pattern was restricted into the Gulf of Mexico, but for quite some time they've had a special authorization not to be so directional, so they put in a good signal to the north. Here's some advice should you wish to complain to the FCC. Their Enforcement Bureau actions are almost entirely responsive. They take action on complaints of interference from the public. So for them to take action, there has to be a complaint. Apparently get lots of complaints from the Tin Hat, the Sky is Falling community, so they sort them for sensibility and do take action for the real ones. An FCC release shows that every week there are actions against FM pirates and low-power FMs, and you do see the occasional ones for broadcast stations not operating with their licensed facilities, such as WAJD recently. But there has to be a legitimate complaint to produce an enforcement action. So if there is an AM station not reducing power or changing pattern at sunset, Document it carefully. Describe how it causes interference to some other station and file that complaint on the FCC website, which is fcc.gov/enforcement/orders/1846. In the National Radio Club, Bill Whitaker, vacationing at Water's Edge, Fleeton, Virginia, reports hearing a couple of pirates July 28th at midnight UT on 1630 and 1710 kilohertz, but they were relaying apparently a legitimate licensed station, WPEX 90.9. Larry Will reports hearing some FM pirates around Frederick, Maryland on 90.3, the Ballinger Creek area, nonstop pop and rock from the 60s to 80s, full quieting between songs. They seem to have updated their playlist lately, trending toward more from the 80s. And on 98.1 in the Buckystown area, the carpet cleaning business with two commercials in a loop and scratchy buzzy audio still there after first noted a couple of months ago. It was a decent signal on I-70 south of the city of Frederick. And in Free Radio Weekly, Larry Will also says this about various frequencies on the lower FM band. While stuck in slow traffic in northern Virginia and Maryland on I-495, the Washington, D.C. Beltway, at the tail end of rush hour on August 1st, I noticed at least two transmitters on channels unoccupied by local broadcasters that appeared to be broadcasting one half of people's cell phone conversation. The voices were obviously phone calls and obviously the local driver with long pauses while presumably the person on the other side of the call spoke. I'm assuming this is some new cheap kind of hands-free cell phone accessory, but I've never heard one of these things that used Part 15 FM. It seems certain the buyers of these devices have no idea that anyone in range can listen in on part of their phone calls. Has anyone heard of this type of technology? John Howard on the California coast reports on ZNBC 1 Zambia 5915. A long time since I last checked this for long path reception. Lusaka sunset at 1558, but heard August 13th from 1513 to 1533. I'm pleased to find they are still being heard with pop African music and One Zambia, One Nation. Several spots with music along with the call of the African fish eagle. Very far inland in Goshen, northern Indiana, Mark Pettifor reports to the ABDX group hearing some trans-Pacific medium wave loggings already the morning of August 10th, just before sunrise. This was starting at 1048 UT. He was using a Perseus SDR 2.80 beta, a superloop antenna aimed west, approximately 65 feet long and 15 feet high, embedded in a line of pine trees, terminated with a variable resistor at 486 ohm. A quick carrier check revealed these, none with obvious audio at first: 531, 549, 576, 585, 594, 603, 612, 693, 702, 756, 828, 855, 1017, 1035. The signals were at best levels shortly before he started listening, and by the top of the hour, when he was hoping for IDs, they'd faded quite a bit and were all gone by 10 minutes later. Slightly later sunrise in a few weeks should improve this situation. Of particular interest, 1017 kilohertz. He did pull some audio on some of them. Checking his recordings later, that frequency brings to mind Tonga. He's received lots of advice from West Coast DXers more familiar with what can be heard there, such as Gary DeBock in Washington. He says with its antenna upgrade and the distinctive format, A3Z in Tonga on 1017 should be very much in play for Midwesterners with good antennas during peak conditions. Coast, it's usually the strongest down-under signal during each sunrise session. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 12th. Unsettled to active levels expected September 1st and 2nd, with G1 minor storming likely on September 1st, with ANK indices peaking at 38 and 5, at 14 and 3 on September 2nd, otherwise almost all 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, with solar flux still stuck way down at 67. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1995 with a standard disclaimer.